both. That he got from them made the best croup medicine in the world.
Oh.
And they used it for medication for croup. And and I said, well, I guess it would be good. It would make you vomit.
That's right. If he knew what it was, he'd certainly...
But that wasn't
anything.
That wasn't in my family. That was in the sawmill croup.
Oh, that's wild.
I took the pictures of it. I took my camera and took pictures of it so I could convince my sisters that that was a true story. They didn't think half the things I tell were actually the truth. I had to have proof.
Proof of that. Oh, now, if your butter had been kept too long and it didn't taste right or smell right,
it was rancid.
Now, that thick, sour, lumpy milk that you might have on hand, you call that?
The clabber.
And what would they make from the clabber?
A cottage cheese.
Oh.
Mother used to hang it in a cloth and let it drip.
Oh.
We had an old colored man that, he was an old slave, or he was young during the 70s. Mm-hmm. And his name was Uncle Lige.
Mm-hmm.
We all called him Uncle Lige. And he'd come by the house, and if Mama had a big bowl of clabber, she'd call Uncle Lige in for some clabber. And he would eat a bowl of clabber, and he'd say, Miss Emma, this bowl ain't no good. It's done got a hole in the bottom of it, and that clabber done leaked through.
Oh.
And she'd say, well, do you want some more? And he would say, yes, ma'am. And we'd keep pouring the clabber to Uncle Lige till he just couldn't hold it anymore, and then he'd get up and go off.
Oh. Do you remember? Well, even now, I guess they still make fruit pies that would be baked in a deep dish. We mm-hmm. have like a layer of crust and then a...
What, a cobbler?
Oh, yeah.
She made cobblers.
Do you ever remember her taking milk and thickening it and sweetening it to pour over the cobbler, calling that...
Well, she made whipped cream and, no, I don't know the word you're looking for
nothing.
That. Uh-huh.
Did she ever make a sauce or anything to put on it?
Well, she'd make a lemon sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Or a lemon sauce more was for cakes than pies. Mm-hmm. Mother was a cake maker instead of a pie maker.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody had a really good appetite, you'd say, he really likes to put away his...
food.
And food that's taken between meals, you'd call it a...
Snack.
Now, if you were talking about when you eat, and if you did eat breakfast, which you don't, but if you did, you'd say, now, every morning at 7 o'clock, I...
ate breakfast.
And then last week, before 8 o'clock, I had already...
eaten.
What would you call... Well, what do you call the hot beverage we usually drink at breakfast?
Coffee.
And...
Janie would make us white coffee.
Oh, really?
When we were little, she would make cocoa or white chocolate... white coffee. And white coffee was hot milk... with a drop of coffee in it and sugar and fixed. So we thought we were drinking coffee.
Oh.
And,
well, how did she make coffee when she...
Mother had a percolator.
Oh, she had a percolator.
She had a big percolator, and she always, it sat on the stove, aluminum percolator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up the farm right now. I still have Mother's mm-hmm. coffee pot. And I have a roast pan.
Mm-hmm.
And that she cooked the turkeys in. It's, I don't know how old my roast pan is, but Mother died.